612, Gallus, St. Gallen's patron saint, is said to have arrived in the Steinach Valley from Ireland. There he built a hermitage and house of prayer and laid the cornerstone for the city's foundation. In this jubilee year, four Swiss men have bravely decided to retrace the monk's footsteps by walking 1,800 kilometers. They've started in Bangor in Northern Ireland, going via France and Lake Constance to St. Gallen. Communications expert Reinhard Frey took on the first part of the route from Bangor, which Gallus left in the year 590 as part of a 12-man group. They were following the abbot Columbanus to St. Columb in France. The trip took Frey 23 days. We caught up with him before he started his journey, and he explained how easy it would be to follow Gallus's trail in modern times.
Of course, there is the original route written in the books in the library of St. Gallen, where Columban and St. Gall walked. And then we have to look on the maps today which way they could have walked through. Then we are looking for the next way from village to village. There are some villages which have a name of Columban or St. Gall in it. Of course, St. Gall as itself and Saint-Colombe in France. So we know they passed it. And from there, we are looking then which could be the best way to the other cities or villages.
And what about the controversy over whether Gallus was really Irish?
Yes, he's supposed to be Irish from the other historians. Others say he is not Irish. He should have been Elsasser, France. For us, doesn't matter. For us, Gallus was an Irishman, or Gallus lived there, or Columban definitely lived there. So whether he is Irish or not, we are making this way in this Gallus Jubilee year. Doesn't matter for us.
Two other walkers, Daniel Desroulets and Wolfgang Sieber, are tackling the second and third sections through France to Luxeuil. That's where Gallus, Columbanus, and their companions founded a monastery before being forced to move on. Asphalt is expected to be a particular problem because it's not so easy on the legs. Retired gym teacher Benny Bruckmann, who's doing the last part of the route from Luxeuil to St. Gallen, has spotted another problem.
We have auch einen Challenge. Wie kommen wir von Luxeuil nach Basel?
How do we get from Luxeuil to Basel? From Basel, it's no problem, because Switzerland has a wonderful network of walking paths. But from Luxeuil to Basel, we'll have to take asphalt roads. We might have to dodge trucks as well. There are also very nice paths in France. But Luxeuil to Basel is not an official route, so we'll have to find the way ourselves.
Sehr oft in Frankreich auf asphaltierten Straßen wandern.
After Basel, Bruckmann will walk along three rivers, the Rhine, the Aare, and the Limmat. Later, he'll reach Lake Constance. It was here in Arben that Gallus, feeling ill and at odds with Columbanus, decided to separate from the rest of the party, which went on to Italy. Gallus wandered into the forest and, so the legend goes, stumbled and fell into a thorn bush in the Steinach Valley. Taking this as a sign from God, he settled there. From this arose St. Gallen, whose magnificent abbey and library are now a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Born and raised in the city, Bruckmann attended the abbey school. He expects to arrive in St. Gallen on July 7th, along with fellow traveler and good friend Hans-Peter Huppi. It'll be a very special moment for them.
Für uns ist es ein Heimkommen.
For us, it's a homecoming. For Gallus, looking for solitude, it was a goal. We're coming to a big city, our main city. In comparison, Gallus was a hermit. He was preparing to die and heading for his home in heaven. Of course, we're not expecting our death. We're coming home.
Nehmen zuerst die modernen Verkehrsmittel und wandern dann heim.
And if you want to follow their progress along the Gallus Trail, the men have a website, gallusweg.ch. That's gallusweg.ch. Later, they'll put their experiences into a book. Swiss Info journalist Isabel Leibold-Johnson contributed to that report. To play us out, this is The Hermit's Wish, featuring harp player Helen Davies, who performed at the recent Gallus celebrations in St. Gallen.
Thank you. Dothra